Welcome to the Deep Dive. Ready to dive into some seriously fascinating stuff. Today, we're tackling project communication.
And, you know, it's way more exciting than it sounds.
Right. Like, forget those generic tips and tricks. We're going deep on the why behind communication that really works. The kind that turns a project from, well, a mess into a well-oiled machine.
Exactly.
So we've got this source here. And it's got 10 solid strategies for what they call project communication management. What's that all about?
Okay, so imagine this. You've got your team, right? Each person with their own, you know,
skills.
Yeah, skills, perspectives, and let's be real, quirks.
Oh, definitely quirks.
So project communication management, it's like the art and the science of getting everyone on the same page, working towards that shared goal without, well...
Wow, wanting to quit their jobs.
Yeah, or pull their hair out, something like that.
Okay, less hair pulling, more achieving goals.
Yeah.
Got it. How do we actually make that happen?
Well, they make a really good point right away. It's clear objectives. And I mean, crystal clear. Everyone knowing the what, the when, the how.
So instead of just saying, hey, let's redesign the website, it's more like we need a website redesign.
Mm.
It needs to be user-friendly, launched by Q3, and match our new branding.
Yes, exactly. Everyone's got the roadmap. No one's left wondering what they should be doing.
Love it.
And speaking of roadmaps, the source talks about having a communication plan.
Okay, now I'm picturing a giant binder, color-coded tabs.
It doesn't have to be that intense.
Okay, good.
But having a plan is key, right? It's your communication blueprint. Who needs what info, when, and how? Email, project software, even a whiteboard. The tools don't matter as much as having the structure.
So it's less about the tool, more about the message and making sure it actually gets to the right people at the right time.
Right, exactly. But it's also about, you know, building that open communication. The source, it really emphasizes that. It's not just sending out emails or updating a schedule. It's about making it okay for people to actually speak up, share ideas, concerns, you know.
Totally. I've been in those project meetings where it feels like everyone's just waiting for their turn to talk, not really listening to each other.
Yes. And that is where this next strategy comes in. Active listening. Not just hearing, but really understanding. Asking questions, being present.
I'm curious about that because it seems so simple, but so many of us struggle with it. Any practical tips for being a better listener, especially in a project where things are so hectic?
Well, one thing is ditch the distractions. Close the laptop, silence the phone, give the speaker your full attention.
Oh, that's hard.
It is. But even little things like nodding, making eye contact, asking those follow-up questions, it goes a long way.
Yeah, I've noticed even just putting my phone away in a meeting helps me focus so much better.
Right. And you can always summarize what you've heard to make sure you're on the same page. Like, okay, so you're concerned about the timeline for this task because of X, Y, and Z. Is that right?
So simple, but so good for making sure everyone's on the same page.
Exactly. And when people feel heard, it builds trust. It makes it way more collaborative.
It's like they say, seek first to understand, then to be understood.
Yes. Exactly. And another thing, clear language. We want to skip the jargon, skip the big words, anything that might confuse people.
Especially when you've got people from different backgrounds on a project. Not everyone's going to understand the same lingo, even if they, you know, technically speak the same language.
Exactly. So we've got clear goals, a plan, openness, active listening. Those are some of our foundations here.
And I imagine those foundations become even more important when you add in remote teams, different time zones, cultural differences.
Oh, absolutely. Which is why this source also talks about anticipating communication barriers before they're even problems.
Okay, give me an example. What's one common pitfall you've seen, and how do we get ahead of it?
One that comes up a lot is assuming everyone has the same background knowledge on a project. You know, they don't always. Yeah.
It's easy to forget not everyone's been in on every conversation.
Exactly. So, before you dive into that detailed explanation using all the jargon only your team understands, take a second, level set. Recap the goals. Define those key terms. Make sure everyone's got the same info before moving on.
Right, like assumptions are the termites of relationships and projects too, I guess.
Exactly. And when it comes to bridging those gaps, the source mentions something that I think is super important, especially now, visuals.
Oh yeah, a good chart or graph can do wonders. It's true what they say. A picture is worth 1,000 words, and probably 1,000 emails, too, when it comes to projects.
Totally. Think about it. Instead of this long email trying to explain a complicated process, what if you just had, like, a flowchart, an infographic, boom, everyone's on the same page, literally.
Yeah. It's like giving everyone X-ray vision into the project. They see the big picture, how it all connects, where their work fits in.
Exactly. Visuals, they're just so powerful, especially for those visual learners out there.
And honestly, with how much information we all process every day, anything that makes it faster is a win in my book.
Oh, absolutely. Speaking of processing information, the source talks about regular project updates.
That sounds like a given, but I bet there's an art to it.
Right.
It's not just sending a daily, here's what I did email.
Right. It's about giving updates that are actually helpful.
Right.
Timely, relevant, but not overwhelming with details.
So that balance between keeping people in the loop, but also respecting their time.
Exactly. And this is where that good communication plan comes in handy. You already know who needs what, so you can tailor your updates.
Right. So no mass emails to the whole team when maybe only a few people need to know something.
Exactly. Now, one more thing. You've got to be adaptable. Because no matter how well you plan, there will always be hiccups, changes, you know.
It's a project. It's going to happen. So how do we stay flexible, but keep things clear and structured at the same time?
It's all about continuous improvement. Get feedback from your team, from stakeholders. What's working with the communication? What's not?
So it's like creating a loop, right? Yeah. Always learning, always adapting as you go.
Exactly. And that goes back to active listening. Be open to different viewpoints, even if they challenge how you see things.
Because it's about figuring out the best way to communicate as a team, not about being right all the time.
Exactly. And, you know, we've covered a lot, but there's this one big idea that ties it all together.
Okay. I'm all ears.
It's that communication, it's not just checking things off a list. It's about building a culture where everyone feels like they can share their thoughts, ideas, concerns, openly, respectfully.
So it's less about like a rule book and more about creating a space where everyone can actually talk to each other, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's recognizing that communication, it's not just like a means to an end, right?
Yep.
It's really the foundation of a successful project.
Because I'd imagine when communication breaks down, that's when projects go sideways really fast.
Oh, absolutely. Things can go wrong so quickly. That's why it's worth it to put in the effort early on to get those good habits in place.
Right. Set yourself up for success from the beginning.
Exactly. And this isn't just for project managers or anything. Anyone, no matter what their role is, can benefit from better communication.
100%. So for our listeners, if they're thinking, okay, this is all great, but how do I actually use this? What's one thing they can start doing, like, today to be better communicators on their projects?
You know, one thing that's really simple, but it makes a difference, is getting in the habit of asking clarifying questions. Don't be afraid to speak up if something doesn't make sense.
Instead of just, like, nodding along and hoping for the best.
Yes, exactly. And asking questions, it doesn't mean you're not paying attention or that you're not smart enough to get it. It shows you care, that you want to make sure everyone's on the same page.
Being proactive, taking ownership.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Exactly. And, you know, it takes us back to something we talked about earlier, that continuous improvement.
Right, because it's not enough to just talk about this stuff. We've got to actually do it.
Exactly. So here's a challenge for everyone listening. After this deep dive, take a minute, think about how you communicate on projects. What are you doing well?
Yeah, what's working?
Right. And then what's one area where you can push yourself to do even better?
Maybe it's that active listening, maybe it's using more visuals, or even just asking one extra question in your next meeting.
Exactly. Even those small changes can really add up over time.
It's a journey, right? Not a destination.
100%. And like any good journey, it's best to approach it with curiosity, a willingness to learn, and definitely with other people.
Love it. So to wrap things up, what's the key takeaway from our deep dive into project communication?
It's that you have the power to totally transform your projects. And it starts with how you communicate. It's not about being perfect. It's about showing up, being engaged, and wanting to create a better experience for the whole team.
Building those connections, one conversation at a time.
Perfectly said.
Now, one last thought before we go. We've talked a lot about communicating with your team, but what about communicating with yourself? Before you can explain your ideas to others, how do you get those ideas crystal clear in your own mind? Something to think about as you head into your next project. And that's a wrap on today's deep dive. Until next time.